the Cons. Let's first hear some of their live performance. We'll dip in and out of the conversation. Let's get into that studio.
First, we want to say the name of it. It's Laylit Hub.
Thank you.
We're here with the Cons, and the Cons in the duo form, which is these days where you're going to find them. That's Eric Tejera on the oud and Frank Bramlett on percussion. This time, it's the darbuka.
That's right.
Is the instrument. Now, you both come into this particular discipline in interesting ways, but let's start with the music itself that you're playing. The oud is the instrument crosses many, many traditions.
Right. Yeah.
And it's sometimes too easy to think that it's all one style. So from where are you drawing these pieces and from when?
Actually, the pieces that we play, we tend to draw from a lot of different sources. Our favorite genre tends to be Egyptian and Lebanese, but we'll go through Morocco, Israel, Palestine. We even do some stuff on some Persian music, and we'll take contemporary music as well and play it on for oud and darbuka. So,
well, this music sounded, compared to other oud pieces that I've heard, this sounded much closer to dance music than some of the more contemplative stuff.
Right.
Is that a conscious choice on your part that you're going to go in that direction?
Most definitely. There's so many dancers here in Albuquerque that, you know, we get to be inspired by, and I think one of our biggest, you know, fan base is those dancers, and we definitely choose songs because they're danceable. We have a few classical pieces that are listening pieces. I believe we'll play one, Samai Shamsal Groob, today in the studio, and we also have that on the album, and you might sense how it's contemplative, as you might say.
Mm-hmm. There's also a piece that I think we're going to hear early, which has a stop-start quality to
right.
it. I don't know if it's you're stopping between different melodies or where
yeah,
that's coming from.
That piece is really awesome. We really like that. Alf Layla Walayla. It's a piece from Balig Hamdi. And this one's not on our album, but it's a very famous song. If you were to look up Alf Layla Walayla, you would see a lot of references to 1001 Nights. And it's sort of based on a little bit in that, but specifically for that music that was being played in Cairo for the dancers, it really has that start-stop feel to it. Right. I think it's really rhythmic, and
right.
I like that.
Another interesting thing about the song, the original compositions were done with a large orchestra, and so some of the start-stop is start and stop in between phrases where you'd have a full orchestra and then you'll have maybe a solo section. And so we're just kind of compressing all that to just two instruments. But
it makes quite an impression, especially on a live audience, because you're so tight on it. Now, when you're talking about playing out of largely Egyptian tradition, we're not talking about a tradition hundreds of years ago, however. We're talking about sort of a modern iteration.
Right, yeah. One of my favorite composers, I think we both agree on this, is Muhammad Abdul Wahab. And he was alive, I think he was born in 1902 and died in the early 90s. And so he covered a huge amount of time there. But a lot of the songs that we do of his actually comes from the 60s. And an interesting thing about that, not only what he was doing, but what was coming out of Cairo at that time, was there was a following of Western traditions. They had a electric guitar. They had like waltz time signatures and things like that put into a lot of the compositions. And so it's already a fusion to begin with. And most people don't recognize, I guess, if you're not in touch with the Cairo of the 50s and 60s, was a very cosmopolitan area. It was kind of the center of the Arabic world, but
Arabic, Persian, Mesopotamia,
right?
You know?
Yeah, and really mirroring what was going on in Paris and in Los Angeles,
as was Lebanon, I think.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And then that's another influence that we have as well. And we have some Debki pieces, which are big kind of line dance pieces, well known. And actually, that's Egyptian, isn't it?
Specifically, the Debki.
Yeah.
It's a mixture of Lebanese and Egyptian.
Right.
We have a kind of a combination of boundaries or borders. We don't stick to one country of favoritism in any in which way. And you'll hear that on the album. We actually do a sort of a new take on a classic here in the States.
Well, we'll get to that. The album is called Meta Tribal Right 11.
Yes.
So meta tribal is sort of your guiding principle of moving outside of a singular tradition to cover these areas. So from which musical tradition comes this particular song, Smells Like the Village People?
Actually, you know, there's always the call for a band to do cover songs, and we always ask if people have requests from us. But of course, they're always sort of in the dark. They don't know what to request. Our music is from the East, you know, or you know, from somewhere else. So they always mention, you know, sing a Freebird, or do the Rolling Stones, or the Beatles, or any number of things. So we had to come up with something that we could.
Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man, 'cause you're in a new town. There's no need to be unhappy. Young man, there's a place you can go. I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there, and I'm sure you will find many ways to
traditions. And I know, Eric, you are a guitar player first.
Right.
You told a story about you had been spending time in Texas and had come back here.
Right. I grew up in Albuquerque. I graduated from high school at Sandia High School, and it was when I ran into Frank musically, we found out that we actually went to high school at the same time at the same school.
But didn't recognize each other afterwards.
I don't think we ever talked to each other in high school. It was just, oh, you were there too at that time. But after high school, I went to college in Texas, and I stayed there and became a musician, and I went to Austin and played in Austin for a few years, and was just looking for something different when I was out there, and really got into world music in general, with not any specific area that I was looking into. And so when I found my way back in Albuquerque, that's when I really got into Arabic music and Middle Eastern music in general.
And where does Rahim Alhaj fit into this? We know Rahim as this performer with this wonderful spirit, but maybe you've got a different take on what he has done here.
Right. I got to meet him first as a teacher. So he was teaching a class at the University of New Mexico, and when I first came back, I went to the Contemporary World Music department and just asked what was going on, just to kind of have a feel of you know, what world music was going on in town, and found out that he had just started teaching classes on Middle Eastern tradition. And so I took a class with him, and then after that was done, he invited me to keep coming back, and I started off on guitar and eventually picked up an oud myself, and that's really what started it. So like I said, I met him more as a teacher before, although I do know him as a performer now.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Frank? I mean, people may be born to the drums, but you probably were born to a different kind of drum than this one.
Oh yeah, definitely. My percussion experience when I grew up, thanks to my parents, was to play the piano. So I picked up piano and I played that for a really, really long time. And I moved away from percussion into things like the trombone and the bass. And I finally got my, you know, head on straight after taking a bunch of music theory at the university. And I decided, you know, this is really a fun thing to do, which is to play a single drum. As opposed to having a lot of little drums or having a whole kit, I'm just doing everything with one drum. and using my hands.
And you have multiple tones on that drum.
And I'm not getting all there is, but I'm definitely having fun exploring the ones that I can play with. Yeah, I think there's probably at least 12 different distinct tones one makes on a single drum. Mm.
Now the cons are, as the two of you working together is 3 years old, and you go back a little further, but now there is the album, and you've mentioned trying to pull some other musicians into an expanded version.
Right.
How would that work?
Well, essentially, some of this music can be taught orally, as it might be, but we have it written down as well. We have transcriptions of this music that can be sort of handed off. So if you are interested, you're listening to this right now and you're a musician, you should definitely contact us through 505cons.com, because I'm starting up a group called Makam Ensemble. And the point is to bring in other musicians who are interested in this and perhaps interested in performing. And then if we do our second album, you know, with these new musicians, I think it'll have much more symphonic quality. This one is Alf Lela Walela.
Thank you.
An abrupt ending to a very start and stop tune. Those were The Cons, Eric Teixeira and Frank Bramlett. Teixeira on oud, Frank Bramlett on darbuka.